This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. American Idol each year would have Beatle Week, where each contestant would choose a song to perform. I don't remember which season or performer, but he had to buy a Beatles CD to choose a song because he's never heard one. A Beatles song. You heard me right. He had never heard a Beatles song. Now, how could this be? It's absurd. No one couldn't have heard a Beatles song, recognized it as such, and still function as a human being. At least not one whose life revolves around music, since he is on American Idol after all. After my indignation subsided, I got to thinking about it, and it is entirely possible someone of that generation wouldn't know a Beatles song. And here's why. Their entire music world completely bypasses radio. They never hear anything that they don't want to. Nothing by accident. Streaming services specifically play the type of music you ask for, and their entire library of music resides on their phone. Nothing gets in except when invited. When I hear contemporary musicians paying homage to classic rock in the form of a cover recording, the subcockles of my heart glow. They, as do I, understand. Without the music of your parents and grandparents, there would be nothing for you to listen to. Which, if you haven't already guessed, is the subject of this Vinyl Garage. Classic rock covers by today's artists. The sincerest form of flattery.
Told you where you've been.
she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we could see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move before.
Now, baby, it's all right now. she said, "We are all just prisoners here of our own device."
Most bands, no matter what generation, can find covering Pink Floyd daunting. The iconicness, if there is such a word, of the band in general and the highly personal lyrics of Roger Waters in particular can cause completely competent bands not to try at all. And besides, everyone knows the song and can tell when you don't execute. All that and more was probably going through the mind of Springfield, Massachusetts band Shadows Fall and their cover of Welcome to the Machine, a technically well-carried-out attempt that seemed out of place on their mostly metal LP, Art of Balance, from 2002. American band Puddle of Mud and their entire LP of covers gave us All Right Now from their Rediscovered album from 2011. The result of the band needing some time away from writing and touring. Norwegian hard rock band Jorn and the Eagles Hotel California from 2016's LP Heavy Rock Radio. Next up, Jacksonville, Florida band Shinedown, alumni Brent Smith and Zach Myers, side project of the same name with Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight. Shinedown was known for throwing a number of fun covers into their live show, something they said they do for their fans. My son's Cleveland High School Rock-Off winning band was awarded an opening act slot for Shinedown at Nautica in 2009, and from what I saw of this group, the fans were their focus. Many of the bands I went to see when I was my son's age at the time didn't know or care that the fans were even there. Shinedown is good people, and that's how it should be.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, and I've been waiting for this moment
for all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh Lord, oh Lord. Well, if you told me you were drowning, I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face before, my friend, but I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw it. Saw it with my own two eyes. So you can wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Oh Lord, can you feel it coming in the air tonight? Oh Lord, and I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord. I remember, don't you worry how I could ever forget. It's the first time, the last time that we ever met. But I know the reasons why you keep your silence up. Oh no, you don't fool me. You don't fool me. Well, the hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you and me. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, well I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, and I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh Lord, and I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh
Yes, you're listening to The Vinyl Garage.
Put a candle in the window, 'cause I feel I've got to move. Yeah. Well, I'm going. I'll be coming home soon. Long as I can see the light.
Not necessarily of the younger generation, keeping with the theme of the show, but releasing a contemporary album is Alison Moore and Geneva Magnus, and their Creedence Clearwater cuts, Have You Ever Seen the Rain in As Long as I Can See the Light, from 2015 and 2016, respectively. Straying a bit from the theme with the previous two cuts, we're right on target with the modern-day contemporary French band Wall of Death, and their cover of The Doors' Light My Fire from 2014's A Psych Tribute to The Doors record. A young band touring today, but still employing a proper organ, a Fender Rhodes, the same organ Ray Manzarek used.
Yeah. if the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Hand in mine, walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. But you know me, I'm the only one. All my days, happiness, no more sad. If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me.
Gazing at you.
Now defunct Swedish band Veins of Jenna, while residing in Los Angeles, recorded The Zombies' She's Not There. If you're looking for your own copy, pick up their 2011 LP, Reverse Tripped, an entire album of covers. The bands Train and The Smithereens have covered entire classic rock albums, Train taking on Led Zeppelin II, and The Smithereens covering Meet the Beatles and Tommy. We heard Thank You from Zep 2 and from Tommy, See Me, Feel Me, Listening to You by the aforementioned bands. We're wrapping up the festivities with a cut from one of my all-time favorite albums, Elton's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the lead-off track, Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding, but this time by the progressive metal band Redemption. And this song can only be found on a limited edition bonus disc of covers from 2011, found on their album, The Mortal Coil.
another day. And love lies bleeding in my hair. Well, it kills me to think of you with another man. I was playing on the road and you were just a fan. But my guitar couldn't hold you, so I split the band. Love lies bleeding in my head. I wonder if those changes have left a scar on you. You'll make it back somehow. And love lies bleeding in my head. But it kills me to think of you with another man. Always playing rock and roll and you were just a fan. On my guitar couldn't hold you, so I spit the band. Love lies bleeding in my head.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
It's